All right, that's another vinyl find from the library. I believe it's a Boston-based band. I didn't do any research to find out anything about them. From a four-song EP they put out back in 1985 called My Car. That was Judy's Tiny Head. Farm Owners was the name of the song. I thought they kept saying something about the bomb, but it was the farm. Damn Boston accent. Anyway, Judy's Tiny Head. Wrapping up that short set of music are the words I'm trying to enunciate for you, because we're getting to the top of the hour, and the top of the hour is at that time when my encore show ends, my Friday Night Live show continues, and a bunch of stuff like that. So before the Judy's Tiny Head, I played Consonant from their self-titled album. I believe it was their debut. Now, after a 19-year hiatus from Mission of Burma, and Mission of Burma was dormant at that point when this came out back in 2002, Clint Connolly of Mission of Burma had this band Consonant. I think they put two albums out. I know Chris Brokaw had played in that. You know Chris from Codeine, Come. Two separate bands. Plays with the Lemonheads, does a bunch of solo stuff. He's a good guy. Anyway, The Kiss, that's the name of the song. I should be telling you things more than just the normal ramblings that I give you. You know, addiction is a disease, in case you were wondering. Like any other disease, the effects of it can be devastating. It can separate parents from children. It can disrupt relationships. It can destroy communities. And like any other disease, it's not a choice. Now, POWER, which is the Pennsylvania Organization for Women in Early Recovery, they treat the disease of addiction through a full continuum of services designed especially for women. You can call POWER at 412-243-7535 or visit power-recovery.com to learn more information. And speaking of vinyl, and kind of what I'm doing, but not necessarily. I've had some random vinyl that I found. We have a show on this radio station called Record Roulette. Or as some DJs actually call it, Record Roulette. But it's Record Roulette. Here in Pittsburgh, for God's sakes. And what they do is they go into the vinyl and they just grab a bunch of stuff. It's literally a Record Roulette. It's Thursdays at 6 p.m. here on WRCT. Because the kids don't know the music. So they're just grabbing stuff, and it's a fun show to listen to. My name is Paul. This is a fun show to listen to called Viva Lamach as it comes to you Friday nights from 9 p.m. until 1 a.m. here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Friends of Dean Martinez have been, will be, and are my backing music for the duration of this program. It's about 4 minutes past the 11 o'clock hour here on 83FM WRCT Pittsburgh, which means I'm maybe about 3.5 minutes late on getting to the WRCT radio and music calendars. Before I get to either of these calendars, I do want to remind you that the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination joins you in supporting WRCT. The Irma Freeman Center is located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. They have regular gallery hours on the weekends, and you can see them during Unblurred, which is the first Friday of every month, which would be next Friday between 6 and 9 p.m. For more information, irmafreeman.org. Let's turn our attention to the WRCT music and radio calendars. Let you know some things happening around town. For example, showing down at the Harris Theater downtown, The Secret Agent. From a Brazilian filmmaker who delivers a sly, genre-bending political thriller in a brilliant film about a technology researcher on the lam in 1977 during Brazil's notorious military dictatorship. That's going on now through January 8th. Tomorrow, they're doing a family matinee, Homeward Bound, from 1993. This Sunday, it's the last Sunday of the month, which means it's the monthly Steel City Horror Show. It's an unknown show or unknown film. It's a mystery. That's the fun part. What do they have in store to wrap up 2025? And why is Sean Collier talking about his vacation photos? I don't know, but it's all happening at the Harris this coming Sunday, the 28th. Father, mother, sister, brother is going to be on display between January 9th and January 26th. It's a Jim Jarmusch film. It's his 14th feature film. And on Thursday, the 15th of January, they will be celebrating David Lynch with Lost Highway. That's all happening at the Harris Theater downtown, officially at 809 Liberty Avenue downtown. For more information on that and other programs that they have scheduled, trustarts.org.film. Back by popular demand at Liberty Magic, just in time to wrap up the holiday season, and it's ending this weekend. The Best of the Bergs, Whose Trick Is It Anyway? It's an improv magic show where everything is made up and the points still don't matter. That's right. They're like the volume of Teller's microphone. We're talking Penn and Teller. The volume, it's silent. Completely silent as far as those points go. Anyway, that's happening now through this weekend at Liberty Magic, which is right next door to the Harris Theater. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. More information on that can be found at trustarts.org/magic. A couple shows that the Cultural District is presenting at the Wood Street Galleries, which is 601 Wood Street, now through July 5th. It's Emergent Realities. It's a newly commissioned three-channel animation where the artist takes collage paintings, original and found footage, and cosmic imagery into a layered visual odyssey. It's spanning the ecological, cosmic, and psychological. The work collapses linear time into a simultaneous immersive experience. If you want to know what that means, well, guess what? Wood Street Galleries. Now through July 5th. 601 Wood Street, downtown. And in partnership with the Westmoreland Museum of Art, of American Art, and Falling Water, the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust is presenting an exhibition highlighting Frank Lloyd Wright's unrealized projects for downtown Pittsburgh. Between the 30s and 50s, like his vision of the Point from 1947, a garage he had in store for Kaufman's department store in 1949, and the Point View residences that were designed for the Kaufman Charitable Trust in 1952. More information on that can be found at trustarts.org. That is happening at the 820 Gallery at 820 Liberty Avenue downtown. And over at the Warhol now through March 9th, it's Vanitas, which explores the ephemeral nature of life as seen through the eyes of Andy Warhol. You can find the Warhol Gallery at 117 Sandusky Street on the north side, warhol.org, for more information about that. And that's my WRCT radio calendar. If you have an event to include on this calendar, send the details at least a week in advance to radio-calendar at WRCT.org. Let's turn the attention to the WRCT music calendar. Let you know some shows and some things happening coming up soon. Let's see. Today's the 26th, so tomorrow, The Common Heart with guitar Zach is at Mr. Small's, the theater. Spirit has a New Year's Eve special happening at 8 p.m. on Wednesday featuring Kim Ann Foxman, J. Malls, WRCT's former WRCT DJ, Formosa. Well, J. Malls is the former WRCT DJ, and there's Formosa, Pretty Tony, a bunch of DJs spinning music. Ari Cole is playing at the Thunderbird on New Year's Eve. I'll be at actually Arsenal Lane spinning music on New Year's Eve. I'll be there this Sunday, too, just in case. You're just like, I don't want to go on New Year's Eve. But I'm doing the early show, which is like 4 to 7. There's a late show that the Moxer doesn't go to. He doesn't like going out on New Year's Eve. He barely likes going out on a Friday. But he comes here to hang out with you. Dexter and the Moonrocks are at Stage AE on Friday the 9th of January with Cigarettes at Sunset. Connor Parente is having an album release show at the Funhouse of Mr. Smalls on Friday the 9th as well. Painting Roses at Roboto Project on the 10th of January. Real Estate in Town playing Mr. Smalls with A Fantasy of a Broken Heart on Monday the 12th of January. God Bullies. The God Bullies, believe it or not, are playing Spirit. And I say believe it or not because they're from Kalamazoo, Michigan originally. I'm from Michigan. So it's almost like we're kindred spirits. It's almost like I was a member of the band at one point. Maybe I was. I don't know. But they're playing Spirit on the 15th, which is a Thursday. What else we got? Lung, Cancel the Prom, and Bait Saint Chip is at the Bantha Tea Bar on Friday the 16th. Don Was of Was Not Was is playing the Thunderbird with the Pan Detroit Ensemble on Friday the 16th as well. The Beach Boys, or maybe it's the Beach Boise, the way they spell it, they're playing at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's on Friday the 23rd of January. Conspiracy Theory are at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's on the 30th. And one more. How about February 6th? I know that's over a month away. Pigeons Playing Ping Pong are doing two nights at Mr. Small's Theaters on Friday the 6th and Saturday the 7th of February. That's my WRCT music calendar. If you have an event to include on this calendar, send the details to us in an email at music-calendar at wrct.org. You can hear the music calendar and the radio calendar each and every day at 1 p.m., 11 p.m., and again, just like you did now at... Oh, wait, 11. I said 7? I don't know. Now I'm just mixing up my numbers. 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and again, just like you did now at 11 p.m. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Jay Thurber is going to do a much more thorough, accurate, and fun-filled music and radio calendar tomorrow during Radio 9. What is Radio 9? Radio 9 is a wonderful program that comes to you on Saturdays from noon to 3 right here on Independent Freeform Radio, WRCT. Featuring a whole bunch of songs that come from decades all over the place. There's old songs, there's new songs. There's songs that aren't quite as old and songs that are not quite as new. And then there's Jay Thurber. And he's less new than he is old, but he's older than he was new. So figure that out. Tune in tomorrow at noon here on WRCT to find out what Radio 9 is all about. We will get back into more music really, 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 really soon. But before we do that, I have to take care of a little business.
My name is Emma. I am 13 years old. 6 years ago, I was injured in a car accident that left me paralyzed from the waist down. Last January, I got to meet my service dog, Marcia. Marcia helps me open doors. She picks up things that I can't reach. She makes me feel like together we can do anything. We are just one of the thousands of teams Canine Companions has paired together over the past 50 years. Visit canine.org to see the many ways you can change lives.
You are listening to 83 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. Talked about how a caller called in, talking about seeing a show at the Irving Plaza. And then another caller called in and said, Mockster, I remember going to this obscure venue. I don't even know if it ever existed, but in my mind it existed in some neighborhood in Pittsburgh back in the long time agos. And the show featured King Crimson and Mountain. He called it the Alpine Arena, if you remember this. Good for you. I said, you know what? I'm going to play a song that might not be the song you were looking for because you didn't request the song, but it is a song that Mountain did have a hit with. Jack Bruce wrote it. And then DC3 in the 80s did a cover of it. I know if Jay and Keith in the North Hills are listening, they will appreciate this one, as well as my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. It's themed from an imaginary Western.
18. In New York nahm ihn Captain Brand an Bord. Auf hoher See notierte Twain ein Wort. Hohe Seewellen mit Blenden grün. In dem zerbrochenen Spitze. Mark Twains kleines Deutsch war gerade gut genug. Sein Holzsoziat am Siegeltagebuch. In Hamburg stand der Schnellzug schon bereit. Nach Heidelberg zeigt der Bequemlichkeit. Der Kuckuck imitiert den Sound der Kuckucksuhr. Jeep Train in sein Notizbuch über die Natur. Der Heidelberger Kostos gar nicht.
Still won't coexist. at Miss Ohio. She's running around with a rag top down. She says I want to do right, but not right now. I'm gonna drive to Atlanta and live out this fantasy. You're running around with a rag. Soldier, and mama starts pushing that wedding gown. Yeah, you wanna do right, but not right now. Oh, me, oh, my, oh, would you look at Miss Ohio? She's running around with a rag top down. I want to do right, but not right
from her Soul Journey album. Came out back in 2003 with Look at Miss Ohio. Before that, Moviola went back to East of Eager from 2004 with The Ghost of Daniel Boone. Played some FSK in there with Mark Twain in Heidelberg. Camper Van Beethoven from their third album, Good Guys and Bad Guys. Fruit Bats in that set of music as well. With a Dodo Egg. I think that might have been Fruit Bat's first album. I think it might have been. I know, I'm too lazy to look it up and then actually tell you, hey, that's from... No. You figure that out. And DC3, Dez Cadena from... he was in Black Flag, actually. But from a solo project he had called DC3, doing his version of the Jack Bruce single theme from an imaginary Western. Pulled that off of the 1986 compilation, The Blasting Concept, Volume 2. An album that I, the Moxer, had to write a letter to SST Records to get their catalog, then to mail order that said album back. Maybe it was 1986. I don't remember. ask, is credit card or other debt making it difficult to pay your rent or mortgage? Home insecurity is an often unintended consequence of the inability to pay mounting credit card debt, student loans, and medical debt. But by working with a nonprofit credit counselor, you can actually avoid or reduce the risk of eviction or foreclosure while tackling that debt for good. For more information about how nonprofit credit counseling can help, you can visit nfcc.org. Don't wait. Take your first steps towards a brighter future. We've got a mock coming up in about just over 30 minutes. And you're saying, Mockster, you haven't told me what the mock is. How can I brace? How can I prepare myself? I was going to say prep myself, but I want the full word. How do I prepare for this mock? Like mentally, physically, emotionally, when you don't tell me what the mock is? Well, it's Boxing Day. Today is Boxing Day. So I have songs about Boxing Day. Or songs that actually all the songs have Boxing Day in the title. It's not songs about boxing. Songs with Boxing Day in the title. That's what's coming up in about a half hour. So you should stay tuned for that. Until then, some BMX Bandits for you. Taking some serious drugs here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
I said I don't think I can take it much longer. She said maybe your tablet should be stronger. Get some serious drugs. Get some serious drugs. Toy Town medicine don't make a change. If you want your head rearranged, get some serious drugs. Get some serious drugs. The trouble with me, Blood so fresh.
Stranglers wrapping up that set of music with No More Heroes. For the Stranglers, how about some Right as Rain from 1984 from their Undertown album? With I Believe in You, because I do believe in you, that's why you listen to my program. It is a self-help program where I will just give you confirmations of your validity by listening to this program. Before the Right as Rain, Trotsky Ice Pick from the Ultraviolet Catastrophe from 1991 with Alphaville. It's a cover. Monochrome Set, I believe, originally did that one. Gigolo Ants with Bloom, and start off the entire set with the BMX Bandits doing Serious Drugs. Pulled that off of Life Goes On from the Scottish group BMX Bandits.